keep an eye on the news, and then maybe John will know something about it tomorrow night, if it's going to be not going to be early on the 16th, which I feel like everything that John tells us to look at in this night sky happens in the very wee hours of the morning, so which is probably one reason I have not been able to see a meteor yet.
This is KO4PXB. Also, just realized the stuff that we may miss during the daytime that passes us by because we can't see it because of the light that's already going on during the daytime.
That is very true. There's no telling how much that we miss just because of the timing, because it's not, it passes by when the sun's out and we can't see any of it.
It's definitely true. Also, I was going to make a comment that Chad was talking about a couple days ago, that he was talking about his grandfather was doing stuff that it would definitely be very beneficial for now and in the future for him to write that stuff down in a journal, because if it's told and not written down, then it's forgotten and it can't be told later on in the future. So that's what I've been doing, the stuff that my dad tells me I write in a journal so it can be passed down many years after.
For ROIP, you're exactly right, and he has started writing some things down, and even before his grandfather passed away, he would try to get especially some of his recipes and things and just get them written down. But that's so important, because you're right, when it's just passed by word of mouth, sometimes it doesn't make it for years to come, doesn't record it for years to come.
Another thing that I do every once in a while there in Spartanburg, I go to the local VA home and talk to the vets that are there that no longer have anybody to tell their story, and with their permission, I write that down, because that's a story that will never be told to anybody else and will be forgotten when they've passed away.
I absolutely love that. That's such a great service that you're doing there. I remember someone talking, one of the times when Chad deployed, there was someone was talking about the lack of letters, because especially during the second deployment, we primarily, our communication was via email. Well, the first one too, but there's so much history that comes from the personal letters that were written from the front and from the home front back and forth, especially during World War II. And while we all know that email is never goes away, but it's not always accessible, so they encouraged us. I can't even remember who it was that told us, but I did this and printed out as many as I would remember to do it, printed out the email correspondence that we had just to be able to have a record.
It's very important to do, and back it up a few seconds, because when Chad was talking about his grandfather, the stuff that he did, and his mannerisms, it reminded me of my mother's second grandfather. He always sat on the front porch and was the most cantankerous, angry, and just whole man, but all he did all day long was either sit on the front porch and shell pecans and hit flies with a fly swatter, and was just always told his kids to be quiet or go play somewhere else. Me and my brother always thought he was just the most angry and man all the time. We didn't know why.
Amazing how our perspectives of our grandparents change as we get older. I actually had a conversation about that very thing with Chad's mom over the weekend, that, you know, how we feel about our grandparents as adults is vastly different from how we felt about them as children. And what I wouldn't give to have my grandfather, who was in Europe during World War I and World War II, to have him sit down in front of me right now and tell me some of his stories. But when I was young, I didn't know to ask and was a little bit afraid of him. And, you know, just he was kind of quiet and I didn't think he was mean, but I just didn't think he was super interested in me. So But now looking back, I wish that I had asked him more questions and sat and listened for a little while longer.
Damn hippies.
KO4 RYP for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Mr. Lloyd, I'm not sure if I lost you in there. KO4 PXB, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I was just taking a few seconds of pause with the interruption.
We're good to keep going, Mr. Lloyd.
So that was definitely something that I've always done, to definitely write down stuff, and I write stuff in every once in a while when I can. I write stuff down that way I can pass on to my children later on that I think of that they won't ask, because now they're living out on their own. So it's definitely something that can be passed on, and when I pass on, I guess I get to figure out which one of my children that I can give my war journal to.
For RYP. That will be such a treasured gift that you give to them one day that they have. And I think that that Chad kept a journal on both deployments, and I know that's going to be a precious thing for our kids one day to have that where it's written down. So I love that you're talking to those veterans and having them tell their stories and writing it down, and just like Chad did with his grandfather, and getting all the recipes written down and the way he used to do things. It's made for some sweet memories and also some very practical things as well.
For PXP, yeah, I can probably write down on a little index card, maybe probably a little sticky note of the recipes that he probably knew, due to the fact that he grew up in that time frame where his wife did all the cooking and he took care of the house and she did all the cooking.
This is KO4 RYP. Always love to hear people's memories of their grandparents and you know what they remember and the fun things that they picked up from them along the way. And it's just always good to write it down. So that's a good word of advice. Mr. Lloyd, I've enjoyed talking with you tonight. I hope you please tell Ms. Tracy I said hello, and good to chat with you this evening.
The feeling is definitely mutual. I wrote down funny things that my mother did when she was telling me that they would sit in the front yard, due to the fact that during the time frame that she grew up, they didn't have little pedal cars like they do now. That she made a little imaginary car out of, she just placed the sticks in the frame of a car and sat on the dirt and was pretending that it was a car.
A lot of imagination.
I did, and I definitely wrote the funniest thing down where she almost did not graduate from high school because she threw fireworks in the school. And so it was like a couple days before graduation for high school that she almost didn't graduate because they're trying to be a rebellion at that point in time.
Sounds like she might have given the school and probably her parents a run for their money.
Yeah, probably so. Like I said, don't know what they, and she probably got wore out pretty bad since it was just probably a couple of days before graduation, and it was probably her first time ever being in trouble. So they're going, well, this close, there's no reason to stop you from graduating and ruin your chances of making it.
For RYP with KO4 PXB. Mr. Lloyd, you keep writing those things down. Those are precious memories, and your kids will be really thankful for them at some point in time. All right, I'm going to slide on out and ask if I've missed anyone for comments or check-ins. If so, please call KO4 RYP.
KO4 RYP, KD2BNG. Yeah, sorry about that, but I had a comment on the previous discussion.
For RYP, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Mr. Glenn, thank you for all your comments tonight. I appreciate them. All right, it's been my pleasure to be your net control tonight. I've enjoyed all the rat chew with everybody and all the additional comments. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate you checking in tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, he will be calling the net and hosting a roundtable discussion afterwards. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. For RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night.